This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, January 15th, 2024. We continue Yud Dalet Amud Beis 14b, the second section. It is the green text. The end of last week, we saw that Rabbi Akiva picked an esrog on the first of Shvat, and he took two Isurin, two Maisers. Right? Because according to Beis Shammai, this is already the beginning of the new year, right? Whereas according to Beis Hillel, the Rosh Hashanah is not till Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat is still considered the old year. So if it's between, let's say, the second and third year, the second year gets Maaser Sheni, the third year gets Maaser Ani. So he took, Rabbi Akiva took two Maasers from this Esrog. Right? Then we asked, at the end of the Gemara last week, do you really hold of two chumras like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? We have a brisa, right? Really, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. You want to do like Beis Shammai, great. Like Beis Hillel, great. If you do the, if you take the leniencies of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's all you do. You're a rasha. Now we start our text. Mechumre Beis Shammai, mechumre Beis Hillel. Let's say you hold of the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I mean, you take every strict opinion in the book. Alav HaKasav Omer, with regard to such a person, the verse says, V'hachsil b'choshech holech, the fool walks in darkness. Right? That's not an advisable path to take every chumrah in the world. Ah, that's a good message. Ella, rather, Ike Beis Shammai, right? Rather. Hold like Beis Shammai, Bekuleim, and Bechumreim. Take the leniencies and the strict positions. Ike Beis Hillel, if you want to hold like Beis Hillel, Bekuleim, and Bechumreim. You got to hold like the kulas, like the leniencies and the stringencies of Beis Hillel. All right, but what we see from there is to be strict according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is silly. So why did Rabbi Akiva take two Maisers? Right? Doesn't that seem to be the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So first answer, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Akiva Gemara is topically, right? The Akiva really just didn't know what the halacha was. He didn't know what the Gemara was. For lo yadi, he didn't know, Ibeis Hillel Becha B'Shvat Omer, Ibechamisha Asar B'Shvat Omer. He didn't know if Beis Hillel held that Rosh Hashanah was the first of Shvat, or Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat. So he was mesupa, he was unclear as to what the position of Beis Hillel was, and he wanted to fulfill the position of Beis Hillel. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, I have a different answer. Lo minay Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel Nahuba. This is actually not trying to decipher an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? In which case we would enter, if that were true, we'd enter into our problem, you can't take the chumras of both. Ella, rather, minag Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. Rather, it's really trying to accommodate the positions of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. What is that? That's an argument as to whether by the esrog, do we go by the chanata, the forming of the fruit, or lekita, right, the picking of the fruit? So if it was, and if the fruit was formed before the first of Shvat, and then it was picked on the first of Shvat, then we have a question, right? Do we go by the previous year when it was formed, or the year when it was picked? Right, but now we have a problem. Because that is assuming that the critical date is the first of Shvat, like Beis Shammai. And then, of course, the Gemara asked that very question. Be'echad b'Shvat ke Beis Shammai Nagba. Right? Rabbi Akiva is holding like Beis Shammai. Right? Could it be? Can't be. Right? That would be crazy. Of course Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel. We all hold like Beis Hillel. So, Amar Rabbi Chanina b'Itemi Rabbi Chananya, right? Either Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya say, Hacha be'esrog shechantu perasel kolam chamisha asar di'idah shvat askinan. Right, this is a fruit that, an esrog, that fruit formed before last year's Tu B'Shvat. Right? And therefore, It was formed a year and whatever it was ago, I don't know, a year, but months and months ago, almost a year ago. Uvidinu afidu kolam lachen. And therefore, even if you pick the Esrog before the first of Shvat, right, any time after the last year's Tu B'Shvat to this year's Tu B'Shvat, it could be any time in between. But Amaisa Shahaya Kachaya, no, it happens to be that Rabbi Akiva picked it on the first of Shvat. So what's happening here, right? Why did he take two Isurim? Because this Esrog has been on the tree for quite some time, right? The Chanata, the forming was before last year's Tu B'Shvat. So it clearly, according to Beis Hillel, belongs to the previous year. It's now being picked on the first of Shvat, i.e. before this year's Tu B'Shvat. So if we follow the Chanata, the formation, it belongs to last year, right? 11 and a half months ago. If we follow the picking, it belongs to this year because it's the first of Shvat. It's before Tu B'Shvat. Right? And really, again, it could have been any time in between, but it happens to be that Rabbi Akiva picked it on the first of Shvat. And therefore, he took two Meisers because he wasn't sure, do you follow the formation? That would push it last year back 11 and a half months, or this year following the picking. So he took two Meisers. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.